Yes, yes. Yes, you know how we get down. Welcome to the pre-show of Filmmaker Commentary. This is the pre-show for episode 104. In episode 104, we'll be reviewing Total Recall, the first one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to say thank you for all you who contributed to our dear friend Casey G. Smith, to his campaign in helping him rehab and getting better after his mild stroke. And right now he's in rehab and truly just working it out. So I wanted to thank you. We were able to reach that goal of $20,000 to help him with bills and things like that. So I wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much, everybody that contributed and still keep sending your well wishes to Casey G. Smith as he's on his road to recovery. And we can't wait to get him back onto the podcast. In the news, you can check out cinemablend.com. Cinemablend.com that has like all the recent like news and rumors that's going on in the movie industry. But currently, everybody's been excited about the movie Dune. If I'm not mistaken, it's the same director that directed Blade Runner 2049. The visuals on that movie were very stimulating, so people are wanting more of that. I mean, that movie was so visually so stunning, I don't think you even needed dialogue. Did it even have dialogue? I don't know, but that did look solid. But here they're saying there's a trope in Hollywood called the white savior hope. Like, we've seen it over and over and over again. And they are saying, is this movie Dune kind of following the same tropes that we've seen over and over again when it comes to the white savior, the white guy coming in to save all the savages? You've seen this movie before, those with that kind of trope in it. But at any rate, I'm not going to dive too deep into it. That's just some of the things that are kind of brewing at the top. What have I been watching? That's the only thing for the news. but what have I been watching? There is a movie. I don't know how we got into the watches. I don't even know if I had said this in the last pre-show, but it was a movie that me and my wife watched, and it's called A Woman Scorned, The Betty Broderick Story. So it came out in 1992, and it was a TV movie. I believe it originally aired on Lifetime. And let me tell you, the synopsis of this movie is Betty torments her husband while childish vandalism and verbal threats after he leaves her for another woman, but nobody anticipate what ends up happening as the game escalates. This movie is starring Meredith Baxter and Stephen Collins. We know Stephen Collins from Seventh Heaven, right? Yeah, I believe that's Seventh Heaven. And Meredith Baxter, what do we see her? We've seen her from, what's the Micah? Is it Micah? Family Ties. I don't know how we got to watching this film. I don't know if it was like some free show, if it was like on Tubi or Pluto, just like some free movie. And it opened up, man, and it just grabs you right away. It shows a trope of the husband who made you look at him in like a negative way. The way they shot it was putting him in a negative light. So you kind of anticipate like, is he cheating? Is something wrong? And then as you get further along in this film, you start realizing like, hey, something might be up with the wife. You know, she's a little off a little bit. But this is based on the true story about a woman who basically shot her ex-husband and his new wife, you know, in bed in cold blood. It was rough, man, and it's very tragic. They had kids involved, and some kids side with the mother, a couple of them do not. It's a big mess. But the movie was captivating. It was very 1992. Never would imagine, but the movie it grabbed you right away. One of those Lifetime movies. So you know, when I say that, you already know. You know what I'm talking about. How they're going to treat the man. But speaking of family ties, I just recently watched Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox. Now, this movie, when it came out, was one of my favorite films to watch, especially seeing, you know, the guy turn into a werewolf and, you know, just all his exploits, riding on the van and just having a good time. But boy, when I go back and look at this movie, which came out in 1985, wow, still entertaining. Let me tell you that. I watched this with my kids. They enjoyed it. Just had a good time. But man, talking about from an athletic standpoint, these are probably the most out of shape athletes I've ever seen. These guys, are out of. You should watch Teen Wolf just to watch the basketball sequences. My God, the authenticity is not there. It's so much so when you, like when you see Michael J. Fox when he's dribbling, he's the point guard because he's short. You know, he's dribbling the ball. He's like looking at the ball. He might throw the ball in the air and it's going in one trajectory. And when it cuts to the scene of the ball going into the net, it's like coming from a different location. You're like, what in the world is this? But still entertaining. But I just thought that was hilarious on how they handled the sports. But the action scenes. However, the overall theme of the film comes across, and there's a lot of learning. There's learning lessons and a coming of age story. And I actually, that was a good, I didn't actually anticipate watching the whole film, but I ended up watching the whole film with my wife and kids. And it, yes, didn't anticipate to watch it. And it, and the pace was a little bit slower than I anticipated as well. But it still kind of kept you going. And this is also one of those movies that the score, if you remember watching this, like the score is very much a character on its own from the sound design and the score. It is a character. It's one of those films when you play it, it just kind of brings you back into that zone. So yeah, Teen Wolf, if you've never seen it, check it out. 1985. That was cool. Outside of movies, I've been watching a little bit of television. Been watching the Flash series, which is on Netflix. It's one of those safe shows you can watch with your family. We've kind of just been keeping up with that with the kids, and that one you kind of take the good and the bad with that. With TV shows, they have a lot of special effects. They have to meet a certain schedule, and with that being said, special effects a lot of the times are not going to be the best, but they do the best that they can with what they got, and it is still an entertaining show. Yeah, I don't know how they get the actors to stick with these programs for so long, but it's been around for a minute. And I think we're on season 5. I believe they're like 20 some episodes or 17. I don't know. A lot of episodes. Yesterday, and I hope y'all guys are having a happy laborious day, happy Labor Day. But yesterday, Rick and Morty, the season finale for that show, there was 2 episodes dropped, and it was actually this season of Rick and Morty is like kind of hit or miss for me, but the last few episodes have kind of been redeemable, and specifically the last episode was pretty good. You know, I don't know if they're gonna end this this saga. I don't know what they're gonna do because they take so long to drop a season that I think the intrigue isn't, for me, isn't there anymore. I just want to watch, you know, I'm ready to watch the next season, but they take so long that I'm like, I don't, you know, just holler at me when it happens kind of thing. But I can't say that those last 2 episodes are pretty good. And I think that's all I've been watching. Guys, again, I hope y'all had a happy holiday. This is the pre-show for episode 104. Episode 104, we're going into Total Recall, one of my top 100 films, period. Again, thank you for tuning in to Filmmaker Commentary. We will holler at you soon. And also, this is Monday, so Labor Day. We will be, what am I going to say? So this episode 104 will be dropping this week. I'm trying to get better at dropping our episodes on Monday. But at the very least, I want to drop a pre-show and let you know we're still rocking, we're still hanging in there. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll be dropping Total Recall this week, episode 104. Until next time, peace.